Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
Two major stories we have to deal with. Number one, did you know that these vaccine passports are actually nothing more than Jim Crow laws? That's right. New York's Jim Crow vaccine passport is going to deny service to 72% of young African-American residents. A full 72% of young black New Yorkers are about to be denied service and the right to work in New York City restaurants, gyms, and theaters. Why would the left want to have Jim Crow-style laws inflicted on African-Americans? Where is the media, and why aren't they covering this? The far left, New York Times, reported only 28% of black New Yorkers ages 18 to 44 are vaccinated, compared with 48% of Latino residents and 52% of white residents in that same age group. This means that on September the 13th, when the fascist city's vaccine passport law goes into effect, 72% of young black people will be discriminated against in New York between the ages of 18 and 44. Not only will they be treated like they were during the Jim Crow law era, in fact, they're not only going to be denied service, but they will be denied the right and the ability to work, as well as 52% of young Hispanics, which is also another huge problem when it comes to the issue of racism. And they won't only be denied that service, but they will be denied the right to, well, work at certain establishments, which is another racist policy. The New York Times, actually whistleblowing for once, doing their job. Young black New Yorkers, they wrote, are especially reluctant to get vaccinated. You wonder why? I said this last week. They should have canceled that birthday party for Barack Obama. And instead, they should have gotten out in the minority community and encouraged young African-American men and women to get vaccinated. Many in the African-American communities do not trust the government when it comes to vaccines, based on history, with good reason. But Barack Obama could have canceled his birthday party. He could have gone to these communities. You look at hot spots in the country, look at how many of those communities are African-American communities. Some of the biggest cities in America were having massive skyrocketing numbers with COVID-19 are specifically among African-American communities. If Barack Obama wasn't selfish and those celebrities around him, they would have canceled that party and gone out on a tour speaking directly to African-American communities. But they'd rather dance the night away and party because they're the elitists and they don't give a crap if you die. New York Times went on to say, even as the Delta variant is rapidly spreading among their ranks, city data shows that only 28% of Black New Yorkers ages 18 to 44 years old are fully vaccinated, 48% for Latino residents, 52% for white residents in the same age group. New York Times said, quote, this vaccine gap is emerging all over the country as the latest stark racial disparity in an epidemic full of them. Epidemiologists say they expect this third wave will hit Black New Yorkers especially hard. Quote, this is a major public health failure, is what Dustin Duncan, an epidemiologist and Columbia University professor, said about the African-American community. Quote, why would anyone trust a media that for 3 years told us Donald Trump was a Russian spy? Why would we trust health experts who tell us MAGA rallies are super spreaders events and the Black Lives Matter riots and Obama's birthday party are not? Why would anyone trust a government that told us we were winning in Afghanistan when we weren't? Why would anyone trust the institutions that told us Trump could never win? Brexit could never happen. Riots where cities are being burned are mostly peaceful. A media that says Andrew Cuomo was the epitome of leadership and men can magically transform into women, even though they're men. A media where Hunter Biden's laptop is, quote, Russian disinformation. Where Trump voters, the media says, clearly spread COVID. And a media that says illegal aliens don't. The coronavirus came from a bat and definitely not a lab. And if you share that you believe it came from the Wuhan lab of virology, you are immediately banned from social media. They say you're a conspiracy theorist. You're crazy. Remember, this is the same media that tells you that killer hurricanes are on the way. And we've seen the last of snow because of global warming. Also, that Trump supporters killed a police officer with a fire extinguisher at the Capitol, and that also never happened. So why would anyone trust the Democratic Party and the media that tells you and tells really all of us that we're killing people if we don't wear a mask and is then constantly caught not wearing masks? Why would anyone trust the healthcare community that locked us down even as Texas and Florida and South Dakota proved lockdowns changed nothing? Why would anyone trust the CDC that is right now spreading hysteria over breakthrough coronavirus cases among the vaccinated that are nowhere near as dangerous as driving a car crossing the street based on statistics? Every horror committed against Black Americans has been committed by Democrats, by the way. From slavery to Jim Crow to the KKK to the public schools to the Tuskegee experiment. All of that was done at the hands of Democrats and leadership. The point is, you cannot blame anyone in the African-American community for being weary of the vaccine, especially young African-American men and women, and openly discriminating against them with the vaccine passports is also, I would argue, inhumane. It should be against the law, but this is exactly what liberals are about to do in New York. Make no mistake about it. New York's new Jim Crow vaccine passport will deny the ability for young African-American men and women to provide for their families because 72% of young African-American residents in New York City are not vaccinated. They have now said you can't go to work and you can't eat in restaurants. You cannot go to work or work out in gyms. You cannot go to work or attend anything that deals with a theater. I will give credit to the New York Times for at least putting this together. Now, this is happening all over the country. But these laws that they're enacting right now are clearly going to discriminate against African Americans more than anyone else. That is a fact. It's very clear. It's obvious. The information is overwhelming. We know it. It is obvious. Let me say it again. It is obvious.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this. That's the
problem.
We
didn't
realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids
and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
and then
you get into as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to go back to the bigger theme here, which is we are clearly trying to punish people that don't do what we tell them to do. New York is that perfect example with their Jim Crow vaccine passport that will deny service to 72% of young black residents. But this isn't just going to happen in New York. This is all over the country. Right. This is not just there. Give you example. Let's look at Philadelphia. New indoor mask mandates among new restriction issued, they say, to combat rising cases. And this new vaccine passport, they say, is one where they believe it is going to help you somehow. Right. It's going to fix your problems. And if you don't do what we tell you to do, then we're going to shut you down and we're going to discriminate against you. Philadelphia claims they're taking big steps to get the coronavirus pandemic under control once and for all. They have a new mask mandate now in effect. The mandate went into effect at midnight last night. Face coverings must be worn inside unless the business requires proof of vaccination. They say it's all for your own good. Philadelphia officials announced sweeping restrictions Wednesday, including a mandate that businesses in the city require either masks or proof of vaccination for all its employees and customers. Again, this is clearly racist. Because the majority of people that are unvaccinated in Philadelphia are also in this age group, African Americans. Take a listen.
I know you have more details on the new restrictions and you're ready to answer the question on the minds of many, that being, why now?
Well, city officials say it's simple. It's about numbers and science. COVID cases are going up, prompting the need for these new restrictions.
We know we need to take some stronger steps to protect our residents.
Mayor Kenney announcing new COVID restrictions for Philadelphia to combat cases that have doubled three times in a month.
Things don't look great right now, especially in light of what we're seeing in other states.
The city will now require masks indoors at all locations unless vaccinations are required for everyone. Masks will also be required at all outdoor unseated gatherings of more than 1,000 people. For indoor dining, masks will be mandated unless the restaurant requires proof of vaccination for patrons and staff. There are no changes for outdoor dining, which can continue unrestricted.
I'm upset.
The mayor expressed frustration that the new mandates are needed because about 30% of the city has not been vaccinated.
This amazes me that this is the most simple thing to do to keep yourself safe and your family safe and your community safe. And people still refuse to do it.
Starting September 1st, all city employees will be required to be fully vaccinated if they work inside or be double masked.
Getting vaccinated isn't just a personal decision. It's a decision that affects all of us.
City officials say the new restrictions are medically necessary but measured to not further impact the economy. Most city unions are expressing support.
A mandate will help in stopping this disease.
But the Firefighters and Paramedics Union is opposed to the new restrictions.
We're not going to sit there and tolerate anybody jamming anything down our throats.
If somebody wants to sue us for trying to keep them alive, then we'll see what the judge has to say.
And city officials say they hope people and businesses comply with these new safety measures, but if...
By the way, I love this. I love the mayor there. Very, very compassionate, right? If you want to sue us, we'll see what a judge has to say. He's clearly listening to the people of Philly. How stupid are you that you haven't gotten vaccinated? And by the way, the majority of people that have not been vaccinated in Philadelphia in the younger age group are also African Americans. But this is what I told you yesterday. They're not going to accept noncompliance. And now they're going to punish all of you who do not comply. Now that's in Philly. Let's talk about San Francisco. Give you another example of what's happening there. In San Francisco, mandates that you have proof of full COVID vaccine are now going to be required at all indoor venues. San Francisco going to mandate, or not have, they've already done it. They are mandating that residents and visitors prove they are a fully vaccinated individual against COVID-19 for indoor activities such as visiting restaurants, cafes, coffee shops, bars, and gyms. They say they're just trying to keep you safe. They're just trying to save your life. So you should be excited about this. Here's how they sold this to the people in San Francisco on the local news there.
Coverage tonight is San Francisco is set to become the first major U.S. city to require people to show proof that they have been vaccinated if they want to go inside. Most businesses, including restaurants, gyms, or attend large indoor events will start.
By the way, I love how they spin this in the local news. Congratulations, San Francisco. We're taking away all your rights, and we're the first in the nation to do it at this level. So you should be excited.
Off tonight with Crown 4's Maureen Kelly, who was with the mayor today as she laid out the new rules.
That's right, Grant. Right now I'm out in front of Vesuvio, a North Beach institution. This bar here is one of several in the city that for several weeks now has been asking people when they go inside, not just to show proof that they're old enough to drink, but to also show proof that they are fully vaxxed. And then starting in just over a week, other bars are going to be required to do this and other businesses as well.
They're what the city is calling high contact indoor businesses that serve food and beverages, where people take their masks off to eat and drink. In addition to bars, the new health order also pertains to restaurants, theaters, and entertainment venues, as well as indoor gyms and fitness centers, and for large indoor events of 1,000 people or more. This is only for those currently eligible for the vaccine, so only people over the age of 12. Those under 12 can still join their families inside a restaurant, This is all to try and combat a new surge in cases driven by the Delta variant. In addition to protecting the workers and those little ones unable to get vaccinated, the mayor says this is also about keeping the city open for business.
It's to make sure that we don't go backwards. It's to make sure that I never have to get up in front of you and say, I'm sorry, I know we just reopened and now the city's closed again because we are seeing too many people die.
This all goes into effect by August 20th. By October 13th, these same businesses will have to get proof of vaccination from their workers as well.
Now, this new health mandate does not apply to people who are showing up to places like Vesuvio's for to-go orders. They are also, it's not also applying to people who want to come outside and have a drink or a bite to eat.
So just to clarify, in San Francisco, we'll have people that are treated like actual human beings, as long as you do what we tell you to do, and you get vaccinated and show proof of vaccine, a vaccine passport. If you don't, we will treat you like you are not human beings. We won't allow you to come in. We won't allow you to do anything but eat on the street. We're going to treat you like you are less than. Exactly what they're doing in New York City. But this is something we're supposed to be excited about, because at the beginning of that report, what did they say? Oh, congratulations. This is what we're doing right now. This is going to be amazing. We're the first in the nation. You want to know what happens if you lie about your vaccine? This is another example of, we've moved into a new phase in this country of total socialism. As I said earlier, they're now going to punish all of you who do not comply. What happens if you lie about your vaccine and you don't really have it and you claim you do? Don't go to Hawaii. They'll arrest you. Two visitors to Hawaii have been arrested and put in jail for falsifying their vaccine cards, the governor said and cheered it on. The governor there said, quote, in a tweet, two visitors from the mainland were arrested at Honolulu's airport for violating an emergency proclamation by falsifying vaccine cards to travel to Hawaii. Investigators from the AG office made the arrest after following up on a tip from a community member. So now we have people in the community turning on their fellow man, calling in tips to the police about American citizens who are trying to get into Hawaii. Meanwhile, we have a totally open border where hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants can come across that border carrying disease, including the Delta variant. But hey, does it really matter, right? Look at the numbers right now, just so you know. Right now, 40% of migrants released in the Texas border city, in one Texas border city, have actually tested positive for COVID-19, officials have now said. Yeah, the Washington Examiner reported this. No one else did, of course. No, why would we do that, right? Also, fear-mongering, Texas Tribune has had to come back and correct their story that claimed coronavirus had hospitalized 5,800 children in 1 week. No, that's the entire time since COVID we started dealing with it. Almost 2 years ago. But hey, the misinformation got out there. Was it banned by Facebook or Twitter or anybody else? No. The article you could still share. It was still up on social media and no one marked it as fake news. Around the world, we're doing this to children, by the way. In Valencia, the airport there, they forced a 12-year-old from Harlow to have a COVID test despite being exempt because of his autism. The father could do nothing but film the incident as they held his son hostage who had autism, who was freaking out because they were trying to stick something up his nose, and people in massive gear with blue gloves on and masks are coming at his son. Again, we will punish you. It's the new phase of implementing total anarchy. We will punish you if you do not comply. The governor is asking for other citizens in the mainland, if you know that someone's coming to Hawaii and falsifying vaccine records, to tell us, we'll arrest them at the airport. Come across the border illegally, no problems. Do we test you for COVID? No. If you got COVID and we know it, do we still release you into America? Of course. Welcome to America, folks, and Democrats being in charge.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No, you guys,
we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's
day.
The thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
were kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them, and,
right.
And then
right.
You get into right. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to pivot for a moment to another issue that is very important. It's the massacre that is happening in Afghanistan right now. This was why we should have never pulled out of Afghanistan totally. And now we have Americans' lives that are at risk. The UK is now evacuating. America is now evacuating. We're sending in 3,000 more troops. All because Democrats decided they wanted a win in the newspapers, right? They want to say, I ended the war in Iraq. I ended America's longest standing war. It was a stupid idea. Now we're going right back there. Total anarchy as Afghanistan has turned into Taliban Afghanistan. The majority of the cities now are in the control of the Taliban. The Taliban is going door to door now, grabbing young girls, putting them in sex slavery. They are going door to door, finding people that they believe helped the U.S. or the British or anybody that was against the Taliban over the last 20 years, including the interpreters that we should have gotten out. But for some reason, we didn't get them out. And now they're trying to round them up and murder them. Some of them have already been beheaded because we decided to make a statement on TV, or I say we, not fair to say it that way. Joe Biden's administration decided to have a big victory moment on TV where we got out of Afghanistan and I'm having the troops go away. And now look what has happened.
Not only is the Taliban taking control over the entire country, but the response from the White House may be one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard in my entire life. White House press secretary is now being mocked and ridiculed, as she should, even by some liberals in the media, for saying about the Taliban, well, this.
The Taliban also has to make an assessment about what they want their role to be in the international community.
In the international community, do you really think the Taliban gives a crap about their role in the international community? You think the Taliban, while they're beheading people and grabbing young girls, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds out of houses, torturing young children in front of their parents for helping America during the war in Afghanistan against the Taliban, do you really think that they are worried about their future role in the world? Come on.
The Taliban also has to make an assessment about what they want their role to be in the international community.
Now, when it comes to the people not fighting, don't worry. She also has some other things to say about that, because this White House is saying, well, you got to understand that Afghan military, they need to determine whether or not they're going to fight.
The train, advise, and assist approach that we have been implementing and the range of assistance we've provided was done in coordination with military leaders and the implementation and designing of that plan with military leaders and civilian leaders in Afghanistan over the last several years. So our larger point here is ultimately the Afghan National Security Defense Forces have the equipment, numbers, and training to fight back. They have what they need. What they need to determine is if they have the political will to fight back and if they have the ability to unite as leaders to fight back. And that's really where it stands at this point.
Yeah, so there you go. You guys got to decide if you're going to fight back, because we ain't doing it. Now, is there any interest in us actually being in Afghanistan? I would say yes, right? I would say we clearly have a huge problem. Not only because we have so many people we've left hung out to dry, they're going to be literally Diaz Market. 3, 2, 1. Not only because we've left so many people to hang out to dry that helped America over the years, but also the fact that we now have a terrorist organization that's taking all the resources in that country so they can then fund themselves and harbor and train for future terrorist attacks. This is how dumb this administration is. Remember, Joe Biden was actually against, back in the day when he was sane, he was against pulling out of Afghanistan when Barack Obama wanted to do it. It was on the record. It was leaked out to the media from his staff when he was the vice president that he thought it was a terrible idea to pull out of Afghanistan. But the Taliban taking over Afghanistan was predictable. It's also an embarrassment to this nation. It's going to just make people in the Taliban believe and be able to recruit people that want to kill us and others around the world. It is now a safe haven in these cities for terrorist organizations. The Taliban is a terrorist organization, let's be honest, to start doing exactly what they were doing pre-9/11. You know, Biden's heading to Camp David today, right? And I guess he's going to talk about this. Brian Kilmeade on Fox had this to say about the embarrassment to this country this actually is.
This morning, the Taliban has taken over three more Afghan capital cities.
This is very scary. The militant group now controls more than two-thirds of the country, and its capital, Kabul, could be next.
What an embarrassment to this nation. The U.S., Canada, and Britain now stepping in dramatically, sending thousands of troops back, no, not to fight, but to evacuate from the Afghan embassy, as we beg them not to take the embassy. Do you believe this? But as soldiers head out, President Biden leaves for vacation. Indications are when they had these emergency meetings, he wasn't even there. He's going to Camp David today from his home to his home in Wilmington, Delaware. Unbelievable. So an Rear Admiral Kirby, who knows better, and General Austin, who certainly understands, if you want to get out of Afghanistan, this is not the way to leave. He's absolutely embarrassing the country and the military, and everything that he promised would not happen is happening. 14 provincial capitals are now gone in Taliban hands. Kandahar fell last night. Right. Kabul is being threatened. People are begging begging to get out. They are burning women alive. They are forcing them to marry Taliban fighters. And they're using our equipment. They're using our bases now against us. So we're in such a rush to leave. I wouldn't even doubt we left paperwork there. Top secret stuff.
You said
stuff.
This yesterday. What are they doing to the women? You said they're burning them by the hair.
If you see their hair, they burn them alive. And as a threat to them, we're saying, well, if they continue this way, they'll be a pariah around the world. Have you met the Taliban? Do you understand they live to be a pariah around the world? One nation recognized them before 9/11, and that was Saddam Hussein's Iraq.
One street vendor, a man, said that he had to flee his town, and he said the Taliban set fire to his home. We have no money to buy bread or get medicine for my child.
It's terrible. Apparently, U.S. Embassy personnel hearing reports that the Taliban executing Afghan troops who were surrendering. So that's not good. Look, the Taliban is straight out of the 10th century, where they are, trying to turn 12-year-olds into sex slaves. It's all bad, and it's a desperate situation over there. We saw the lesson that Russia tried to win there for a long time, couldn't, pulled out. Donald Trump ran on bringing everybody home. So did Joe Biden. Joe Biden said he was going to do it. And it looks like the timetable for Biden is still at the end of
his
life. What is his legacy?
What would be his legacy?
It would be the border problems. It would be the crime problems, COVID. And now it would be this, happening in Afghanistan.
And this is our Saigon moment. Remember, it was just a few weeks ago when President Biden said, "But they got a great fighting force, 300,000 troops. It's no problem. I have to go." Listen to this.
Taliban takeover of Afghanistan now inevitable?
No, it is not. Because you have the Afghan troops have 300,000 well-equipped as any army in the world and an air force against something like 75,000 Taliban. It is not inevitable.
You trust the Taliban, Mr. President? You trust the Taliban, sir?
Is that a serious question?
It's absolutely a serious question. You trust the Taliban?
I do not.
Country to the Taliban.
No, I do not trust the Taliban. I trust the capacity of the Afghan military, who is better trained, better equipped, and more competent in terms of conducting war.
Right.
And by the way, just to put in perspective now what's coming out, when the comments you just heard were on July the 8th. Look at the date today. July 8th, he said this. It's not, no, the Taliban is not going to take over the country. That's not inevitable. That's exactly what they're doing. The Sun reporting now, showing video, the Taliban seizing a motherload of U.S. weapons and drones as jihadists tear towards Kabul after ripping through 10 different cities, setting women on fire and murdering children in broad daylight. 1 month, 100 military trucks, Afghans, U.S. military vehicles are almost all in the hands now of the Taliban. The sheer amount of vehicles raises the question if anyone ever used them after they were paid and transferred by the U.S. to Afghanistan. Now every Taliban fighter gets his own Ford, Toyota, Humvee, or MRAP. All of this paid for by you and I. Let me say that again. If you join the Taliban, they're now saying that every Taliban fighter gets his own Ford, his own Toyota, his own American Humvee or MRAP armored vehicle that you and I paid for. Another person in the media over there tweeted this out. The Taliban not only seized U.S. Humvees and Max Pro MRAPs at the Kazakhstan airport, but also several U.S. Scan Eagle drones. Billions of U.S. taxpayer dollars going to Islamic extremists thanks to the administration hasty withdrawal without a peace deal or follow-up mission. So if we go back into Afghanistan, they've got our drones, they have our armored Humvees, they have our weaponry. Welcome to what happens when Democrats control the military. All right, make sure you share this podcast with your family and your friends. Hit that share button on this podcast right now. Share it on social media, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.